Hope you enjoyed. That was our last song of the night, and we've kind of bled over to 101 over here, but it was ironically Midnight on the Run by Boombox from their album Visions of Backbeat. I realize this song is a lot older than I thought it was. It came from 2005, actually, which, hard to believe, it was actually 12 years ago. It was only 7, which is a weird way to think about it. But anyway, this is it for the Small Cactus Radio Hour. Actually, for once, I'm actually announcing the ending song. People who are supposed to be after me haven't come in yet, but of course, I'll put on automation. But you guys ado, of course, to ID the station, as FCC has told us to do. This was DJ Tolstoy, but you are currently listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you guys stay freeform tonight, and I hope you guys all enjoy your nights, whether it's going to bed, getting up, staying up, or whatever catches your fancy. But anyway, either way, thank you guys so much for listening, and have an awesome night / day / morning.
Shut you! This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Season. kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little
Stronger, stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely. Very nice. Have a nice. Thank you very much. I'm going to introduce you to a young Delta lady, Rita Coolidge.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad.
Weird. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're everything I need. Let her go. She's on you all the time. Here to upset you, I'll break it to you. You're all out of time. Can you tell? Haven't you seen the signs? Are you so blinded by love to find you are to open your eyes? I know you won't be fine. I see that now's the time. I only want the best for you. So unkind, just blame it all on her mind. No, she can't leave me, she won't mistreat me. Oh, believe it this time. I know you won't be fine. I see that. Just got caught in this love, that's a lie. Close your eyes and you will die. Something feels so wrong inside. It's not your fault, you just got caught in this love, that's a lie. I know you won't be fine. I see that now's the time.
Okay, then, yes. Delta Lady, it is, my love. rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Late to change.
Slip, daddy, and coming up. just kept it short. With the doctor, but he ain't got the cure.